I was ready for the Arabic sermon, but they told me just now, my father say something in English. So now I need to flip all my my information, and I will try my level best to give you the message. Just congratulations for the new year, Coptic New Year. And since the last 3 weeks, the church preparing our heart and our mind for such time, for such a day, which is when we leave this earth. So the church, most of the reading, if you follow the last 3 weeks, three Sundays, sorry, preparing our heart, as I told you, to the second coming of the Lord. And I'm sure we know people left this earth, or if we don't know, I'm sure some of the people left and went to heaven. So the second coming for them was true. The second coming came for everyone. And the reading was just preparing the heart for repentance, for accepting the word of God, for doing the good things, so when the time come, the Lord will find the heart very ready for him. This is the most meaning for all this reading for the last three Sundays. But to find today the tune of the reading have been changed. We are now in the new year, and there is encouragement for us. There is hope for us to live with the Lord and to live for him and to live with him. The message of John today, Baptist, the Lord need to tell us, he need to remind us from the message of the Gospel of St. Luke today, that always we will have sad time and we'll have good time. We have time when sometimes the situation is very hard and the situation is very tight, as we say in Africa. Always we use this term, tight. We need to see how much we interact with God, how much we behave, how much we receive his word. And always he's giving us messages. We need to be ready all the time, as John mentioned to us today. And he says to us, we played for you kind of rejoicing music, so you rejoice. And he said to them here, you did not interact with this kind of message. So the Lord says to us today, Do you need to be blessed? Yes, we need to be blessed. Do you need to be rejoiced? Yes, we need to be rejoiced. He said to us today, understand the message. Understand my message to do every day. Understand what I need from you today. Today you are celebrating New Year, the Coptic year, the first months. I'm sure you, most of us, we know the first months of our year, which is Tut. The people very rejoicing and happy for planting seeds and waiting for production, waiting for fruits, waiting for a joyful day when they collect their crops. Today is the Lord is coming to us and is giving us this message. I want to collect you. I want to bring you. I want to take you to me. But first, you need to understand. You need to discern my message to you. When message comes to you, don't let it to pass like that and say, it's okay, it is not for me, for someone else. No. The Lord is telling us, which is today in this gospel, and even in the reading, if we look at the reading of James, he say, be what? Be doer. Not what? Not listeners. Concerning the land also, concerning the soil, if we understand the word of God, and we understand, and we repent, and we take the word of God to work in our life, really, and we change our direction, this is what the Lord needs from us. We need to hear and to understand and to work with the word which God gave us, not listeners. Most of us, we listen. Most of us, message come to us and we say, it is not for me. It is for these people, because these people are sinners. God gave them this message because they deserve this message. What about me? We are in the new year. What about me? All of us will pray, Lord, don't take me now. Lord, please keep me now. Lord, I need to stay for some times. I need to have good times. I need to enjoy my life. Okay, this is okay. But what about the word of God? Can we enjoy without the word of God? Can we enjoy our life without his word? I'm asking. Can we benefit without the Lord in our life? Nothing. So the Lord say today, I give you sad news. What do you need to do? What you need to do? Always we have sad news. Correct? When we have sad news, what we do normally? We get sad and we think about the problems and we never think about the second step, which is my own what? Salvation. My own repentance. When I have a good time, oh, it's a very nice time, wonderful time. The Lord give us a good time. What is after? What is after? I never say, thank you, Lord, for this blessed people. Thank you, Lord, for this blessed time. Thank you, Lord, for this success of my people. It is our success also. So the Lord is always dealing with us in a way we can understand, in a way we can accept. So this is a message for the most of the readings today. It needs to waken us up. Yes, we begin a new year. We need to start a new year fresh with the Lord. And even we say in the psalm of today, what we say in the love the Lord all your his saints. For the Lord seek for the truth. The Lord seek the truth. The truth is what in our life? What kind of truth I have? Do we have really the word of God working and changing our daily life every day? This is the truth which the Lord needs from us. So I hope that all of us understand the message of St. John today to us, because this message will never leave us, either sad news or either good news. Both of them, I need to take them for my own benefit, for my own salvation. That's why the Lord say, no one among the people greater than John Baptist. John came and gave very short message. But what happened to the people? What happened to the people when he said a short message? Repent. This is what he said. People, what happened to them? They repent. We need also to discern and to understand. Every day the Lord is talking to us. Every day the Lord is giving us message. Please don't leave the day to pass like that without any messages from the Lord. I hope and I pray that this year to be full of fruits and full of blessing and full of holy life for all of us and for the church. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.